We'll play this Foggy Mountain breakdown, and then Jim will finish the story about the world record banjos. Thank you, folks. So, you want to finish your story about the world record for most banjos playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown?
Well, what I can tell you is this. When we were rehearsing with 240 banjo players,
can you imagine
not
that?
Not inside the stadium, but they had us kind of in the back under a big white tent. It sounded great. I mean,
I bet.
Everybody got in sync.
You're a banjo player.
It was playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown, and it was awesome. But then when they marched us out on the baseball field, they put some of us down the first baseline, some of us down the third baseline, and then the central group on the mound where the two or three microphones were.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a conductor to try to help keep the beat. But what we didn't factor in was there's about a three-second delay from when you say or play something into the mic and it comes back out. So I don't know how it sounded, but it sure was a heck of a lot of fun, and Earl seemed to enjoy it immensely.
Wow, I'm gonna have to YouTube that one and see if there's a video.
Yeah, there's probably some video out there of the Earl Scruggs tribute at the Atlanta Braves.
So we got one here, those of you that like to travel or ramble around.